Blog Talk Radio.
It is Friday, and we are kicking off this Friday here on Solar Records Radio with some great music from these great musicians and stuff around the world. May God bless you and keep you. I hope you guys are good and all is well. This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. And man, oh man, am I getting ready here? I'm trying to turn things, twist things, get things going. But anyway, this is Dynasty in the background. This is called Moving On.
I don't.
guys. We are enjoying Solar here on Solar Records Radio. My, my, my.
When the tears dry and I forgotten how you hurt me, and I remember how you loved me, I'll be there knocking once again. And I get the feeling that you miss me. I'll be there knocking once again. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Illegal parking.
Mr. Misdemeanor. Come on, Boston. That's what we're saying here on Solar Records Radio. What's happening? What's happening, everybody? I hope you are doing well here. We are doing our thing on Solar Records Radio. We are trying to lift the spirits up and get going because it is the beginning of the Solar Weekend, and we want to have a great time with you guys. So we pray that you guys are doing good. We hope that all is well for you guys. And man, oh man, let's just have a good time. Let's, you know what? The week may have been kind of rough or whatever the case is. Let's just, you know, do our thing here on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are well and God has been good to you. Listen, we're going to, I'm just kind of going back from back in, you know, back in the early, let's see, the late 70s, and just taking it from there, right? And that's because that's when Solar was created anyway, right? And so we're taking it from there because the whispers were going for a long time, long time before that. But anyway, and then we'll take it on and on and on. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello to all of my friends around America. What's up, Greg? How you doing, old man? Hey, what's happening to all of hey, Sugar? What's up, Sugar girl? How you doing, sweetheart? We look forward. Wow, can we get the words together? We look forward to our interview with you next Wednesday. All right? So we are excited about that. And so that was supposed to happen last Wednesday, but we had some technical difficulties. And but we're good to go now. We worked through all of our issues, and God is good, and He is faithful, and all is well. So we're going to have a good time. Anyway, guys, we're going to keep this music going for you here on Solar Records Radio. To my friends all around the world, much love to all of you guys. We pray that you are doing well, and God is keeping you good, too. All right, guys, so let's just keep grooving. Keep moving here on Solar Records.
Why do when somebody's got to lose a mind?
guys are enjoying this music, we're just taking you back here, Solar Records Radio. We just want to have a good time and just remember, like, all of the hits and stuff. And just the how do I say that? It's just a moment. It was just a time. It was just the things that happened to us in that process, right? And so anyway, we're just going to have a good time. So just kick back, relax, and enjoy this music here with us on Solar Records Radio.
Oh, at your command with each day and every night.
attitude all over the room. People are staring at me. I just look too good for these people. Don't you know the rest of the party? Yeah, just look at them. Dog is here. The natural dog. Radar.
Dynasty in the house doing their thing. Man, oh man, what a just a blessing it is, right, to hear that good music and reminisce, man. Reminisce, I tell you. And that's definitely what we're doing here on Solar Records Radio. Much love to all you guys. And I pray that you are good and everything is well for you guys. We have, let me see, tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Saturday where we will be celebrating, is it called celebrating? We're going to be dancing. Sola wants to dance tomorrow, so come hang out with us and get your cardio on and, you know, just get loosened up a little bit and just get things right, you know. Anyway, whatever it is, we're just going to be working out. We're going to just have a good time. And it's going to be a short hour and a half, so come hang out with us and just, let's just get our groove on and whatever the case is. I hope all is well to you guys all around the globe, my friends. And, hey, you know, I really enjoyed meeting Sugar. Sugar, she's so cute. It's so sweet. You gotta listen to her interview. It's going to be so cute. She's so, such a sweetheart. And so we look forward to that on Wednesday with Sugar Rainbow. And so we're going to have a good time. And we're just going to just do what we do, right? We're just going to let life take its course and bless us along the way. In the meantime, I have some songs and stuff that I want to continue to play for you. And I hope that you guys are good with it. And I hope that all is well with you and your family. And that you guys have a great weekend, whatever it is that you decide to do. Now, I know some of us are hurting and having some difficult times too. So for, you know, for you guys, we want to pray. Father God, please lift and bless them right where they are, Father. Bless them right where they are. And you know the situation, Father. So let your will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, guys, we just gotta just kind of lean in on each other sometimes. I've been having like some really bad days since we lost Fred and from Lakeside, and it's just been really, really hard. So I'm gonna play this song, this next song, and dedicate it to you know, just to the loss of a brother that was just so good and so sweet and so kind to us. And this song is just a beautiful song, and so I'm gonna go ahead and play it. It's called Alibi. All right, here we go. Solar Records Radio.
It's 5 o'clock, I'm just getting home, roaming on my own. What can I tell her that she might understand? Why
Together, been through the roughest weather, you and I.
I tell you, man, that just hit the little spot right there. Man, oh man, I tell you. Anyway, guys, it's Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. Much love to you guys. Hey, I just want to, you know, that song right there is so beautiful. And it's one of those songs, right, that just like, wow, that's a beautiful piece. We really want to just say thank you to the artists, you know, that have really blessed us along the way. And you know, it gets kind of rough as we lose one another, as we are going through our life together here on Solar Records Radio. And you know, it's a very difficult a situation that we have to at some point, you know, have to just try to be stronger if we can, if that's even possible, right? You know, I'm sitting here, I'm playing the music, I sit there before I even do the show, and I start reminiscing about, you know, the stuff, the things that we did, that I did spend with Fred from Lakeside and Fred Lewis. And it's just so hard to say goodbye to a brother that, you know, we didn't spend a whole lot of time together, but we spent so much time together that it leaves this strong impression that we had a very close relationship. And it's very difficult for me as a man to just let it go. And I'm like, whoa, what is wrong with you, dude? Let go and let God. And so I'm trying to preach to myself. I'm trying to get myself to understand that, you know, life and death, they go together. And so, you know, I went through this with my dad. Man, oh man. And so, please forgive me for if I make anyone uncomfortable. I apologize to all of you guys for this. It is a very difficult situation for me. And I have been trying to be my best, but it's just been really hard for me. And it hurts me. You know, I really love that brother. He was a good brother, and now he's just gone. And I watched him cry. You know, it's hard to say goodbye. So anyway, I know my brother Don Fleming is about to come in, but before he comes in, I'm going to play a song for you, and then hopefully he'll be in by then and we can chop it up with him here on Solar Records. we got my brother Don Fleming here on the line. Brother Don, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's happening?
Man, I was just talking about Fred and just letting him go and how hard it is to, you know, to go through this experience. It's and I've been fighting this one. This has been a hard one for me, and I don't know why. We weren't really, really close, but we were close enough. And that right there, that hook right there is hooky, boy. Like, whoa. And so, you know, it's just, you know, I mean, when I saw Fred, hey, Fred, hey, you know, hug and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And, you know, just, you know, and but for him to be gone, man, to just be gone. And he's the first, you know, the first artist to have left Lakeside, you know, the first original singer to have left Lakeside you know, artist to have left Lakeside. And it's just hard for me, man. And I can't figure out why it's so hard for me. And I apologize to the listeners, you know, but it's hard, dude. Rough.
No, I hear you, man. You know, it's still, I'm looking at some of the, I think his daughter had put up a video of him on one of his albums going gold or platinum or something like that. And he's, you know, he's kind of in his chair being happy. And, you know, it's just one of those things, man. You know, you cherish those type of memories. Me as a fan, you know I smile from ear to ear. I can only imagine, you know, being, you know, the daughter of Fred to kind of just see that exuberance in him when he received it. So, you know, again, rest in peace to that brother. Again, his legacy and what he left on this earth, it's going to outlive all of us. And you know, hopefully, you know, that legacy continues to shine down on all of us when we're feeling some type of way. We'll definitely... definitely some inspirational music, some uplifting, get you in the mood type music, you know, that you know, and Fred was a part of that, man.
Absolutely, man. I, you know, man, it's just hard, man. I you know, it's one of those things where I'm just caught off guard. And now I'm putting it out there. I'm caught off guard, guys. It's so hard to say goodbye to you. So, yeah, it is very hard for me, and it just breaks my heart. And I now I can relate to that song by Boyz II Men, because it really does take you there. Sometimes they just catch you. It just hooks you, and it holds on to you. And you got to, like, okay. Okay. Like, what?
You know, so, I'm going to listen to both versions of, you know, because G.C. Cameron originally sang it. So I'm going to listen to both versions, Boyz II Men and G.C. Cameron's version of It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. Just, of course, that was from the Cooley High movie in, what, 75? So it's definitely... I'm going to listen to both versions, man. I just, oh, my God, man. But I'm sorry. Finish what you were saying. I apologize.
Oh, no, man. I mean, you know, it made me think about you and what you were going through when you were dealing with the loss of your mom. And I was like, wow. You know, like, you know, how did I, like, receptive enough of your feelings? And I don't know if anybody ever can be. That's the thing. It's kind of crazy, right? Because, you know, like, there have been moments when, you know, like when my dad passed away, and people were like, well, you know, they would show up, people I hadn't seen in a long time, and that was really good.
Yeah.
People I didn't expect to see. And I saw them. That was good. But my dad was still gone. But my dad was still gone, right? He was still gone.
You know, some of us may have, and I apologize. I don't want to offend anybody, but I know and this is kind of a little moment of levity. But you know, we have that little bit of petty in us sometimes. You know, when mm-hmm. someone we love passed away, and you're like, I think, you know, in the back of your mind, in hindsight, you're like, someone says, oh, I'm sorry, your loved one passed, your mom, you know, whatever. And in the back of your mind, you'd be like, oh, thank you. On the surface, you're like, thank you so much for those words, you know. But in the back of your mind, some of the people might get that treatment of, are they being really sincere? You know, I haven't seen them. I haven't heard from them or my mama. You owe my mama $55.47. you know. Is this really sincere? You know, so again, you have those moments where again, this is I'm just making light, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people, and there are some. I'm not trying to take anyone's sincerity for their love of that person. Some people love people in their own special way. So I'm not going to say, this person loved my mom less, or this person loved my dad less, so I think they're phony. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, you in the back of your mind, there's that little pinching in the back of your mind, and you're just like, like I said, you owe my mama $55.47. Is this real? You know,
but I said
the sense. You hear me? You hear me? Where I went to the sense.
I mean, it's crazy. The 47 cents, man. Oh man. Well, you know, he made me not even want to play my song anymore. He went into the 47 cents. And it's all good. I mean, that's a good thing because you lift my spirits up, or maybe that's what I need. Maybe I need to go out and laugh a little bit, have a little bit of fun instead of, you know, finding myself in this dark space and then not knowing how to get out of it. Maybe I do need to go out and laugh so a little bit. So thank you, Don.
Right. No problem. I think, you know, laughter, is as corny as this may sound, laughter is the best medicine. You know, when you're feeling a certain type of way, when there's that ailment that you're dealing with, I think it's only fair to at least make it's about self-care.
Yeah,
it's about self-care, and when whatever mechanism to cope with that. Again, laughter is a part of that, and it's okay, man. I would even say, you know, there might be someone, you know, one of Fred's kids is gonna look at a friend or a family friend and be like, "You owe my daddy $200." You know, it's something, you know.
Right.
But again, it's okay to laugh. You know, after my mom's funeral, I got all the crying out. You know, my sister, and let me make this quick. When my sister, you know, she handled all of the particulars because she was down there. You know, the funeral and you know, what dress she was going to wear and things like that. So she cried. She had those moments to cry. And she called me, made me cry. But she had those moments of crying, those isolated moments when she was done taking care of that business. And then by the time you got to the wake and by the time you got to the funeral, she was just kind of, you know, all of her crying was out of her system. I was the one that broke down at the funeral, you know. So, after... She was joking. She was making the corny jokes that I would make to her, to comfort me.
Right.
So again, it's, you know, we need each other, and we need each other to pull each other up. You know, and when it comes to you know, having those moments. And again, it's all about self-care and how you want to, you know, how you feel about yourself when, you know, going through these situations, and try to better make yourself feel better and things like that. Again, I'm no expert. I'm no psychologist or anything like that. Far from it. But I just believe in those things the way I was brought up.
Absolutely. And, man, thank you. Thank you so much for, you know, for sharing this stuff, because it really, really, you know, you just never know who could be listening and somebody else could be going through the same thing and may need
right.
some of these, you know.
Right.
So, well, I got the sneezes going on right now, so excuse me, guys. Anyway, so now that we got Eddie Murphy here, are you gonna? Did you want to do some tracks?
Yeah, we got 28 minutes left. So yeah, I got a couple of things I can do. Actually, as a matter of fact, I apologize. Let me apologize to the listeners. I didn't get a chance to do the show last night, and you know, I had to go out, do something. It was something spontaneous I had to do. By the time I got back, it was like 6:55. So I was like, oh my God, I didn't set up the show, and I didn't really want to, you know, bug Wardell and say, hey, Wardell's out there with the chickens and horses. So I was like, oh, set up the show, be in the show for the first 20. And I've already done that to him a couple of times, and I don't want to feel like I'm wearing that out. So I was like, look, there won't be a show today. Unfortunately, I won't be on here on time to get everything set up. But again, my apologies on that. We got about 27 minutes. I haven't said that. I will be back in full force, you know, next Thursday, hopefully, and we'll be able to, you know, jam with you. And again, a lot of people, they love the show. Check out some of the archive show that we have posted and whatnot. But anyway, let's go ahead and get one of my favorites from the For the Cool in You album. Of course, what you hear in the background, it is Babyface. Never Keep Your Secrets. Guys, keep it locked right here. Of course, we're celebrating this legacy, sound, Solar, all that good stuff. Keep it locked right here.
I never meant to lie to you, but I'm needing me in an easy way out. I couldn't face the truth of you, because I didn't want to lose my clout. I always have been good to you, girl, I promise you that nothing has changed. Momentary insanity, but fear the reason why I did you.
Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Friday, and of course, what we do is we celebrate the legacy of the sounds of Los Angeles Records. Of course, I do what I call Solar Adjacent, what you just heard, of course, from 1984. Friend of the show, Mr. Glenn Jones, you worked with that brother a few times, especially on the Finesse album. That was from the Finesse album, 1984, Show Me. I love that, man. Before that, from Bobby Brown's 12-time platinum Don't Be Cruel album, of course, Roni, produced by Babyface. Of course, L.A. Reid and Babyface, of course, formerly of the group The Deal. And, of course, started off the block for the Coolin' You album, 1993, Babyface himself, Never Keeping Secrets. I love that song, man. I love that song, man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful song, man. When I heard it, I was like, wait, who was that? I couldn't even figure out who it was. I was so into the song. I was like, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, that's Babyface. I know who that is. Oh, yeah, man. I love, you know, sometimes the songs are bigger than the artist. And so for me, when I heard it, I was like, whoa, what is that? I needed to hear it. That's what it was. Oh, quiet.
Of course.
Anyway, so we got about 11 minutes left in the show. And Don Fleming, you know, he comes and he does this thing. It's just so, you know, he's so professional, right? He comes in and yeah. Pop, pop, pop.
Yeah, pop, pop.
And, you know, he helps you through your drama that you've been experiencing for the last 2 hours. He comes in last minute.
Oh, stop. Stop it.
It's all good, though, man. Much love to you, man. Thank you so much for hanging out and stuff. And we look forward to, just chopping it up again with you. So tomorrow we have Solar Wants to Dance at 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. And then Wednesday we're going to have Sugar Rainbow on, and we're going to be chopping it up with her in regards to her situation. Let's give a shout out to Greg for the flyers and all the love, and just to all our associates, the people that help us along the way. Much love to all you guys, Astrid, and everybody who's been a part of Solar. So we look forward to whatever God has planned for us. And so, and we will do our best to be our best on that particular time and moment. So tune in, hang out with us. Go to our webpage and, you know, solarrecordsradio.com, solarrecordsradio.com, and, you know, go hang out and, you know, leave some comments or whatever you want to leave or whatever. It's up to you. And we have different pages, so you can go to the different pages on there. So, all right. So much love to you guys. Don Fleming, in closing.
No, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Make sure you go to, if you're on Facebook, make sure you like the page. Solar Records Radio. Any social media? Let me ask you this. I know we got a few minutes left. I know we're wrapping it up. Do you have a TikTok page? Are we on Twitter? I'm back on Twitter, but I don't want to give up. I don't want to, just in case somebody kicks me out again. But are you on TikTok? You're having too much fun.
I didn't know you could get kicked out. People can kick you out.
I got kicked off Twitter, man.
Didn't you change your name?
I got a big, you know, my name's on there. I'm Don Fleming 1906. If you can find me, I'm on Twitter.
Wait, 1906.
That's, you know, I'm an alpha, so that's my fraternity. That's the year my fraternity was created. But no, it's Don Fleming 1906. And I had an alternative. Well, my original Twitter page. And, you know, every now and then I go off on some bigots. You know, I don't even know why I give them the energy, but I just do it. But and somebody reported me for like malicious or threatening, whatever, I don't know. But anyway, I got suspended for about 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Actually,
Damn. My
account is still. So I'm registering through my Apple account, but it's still my name. But if you can find me on Twitter, I'm Don Fleming 1906. I'm on TikTok, Dondada, Dondada 1974. So I'm on TikTok on net. So if you know, every now and then I might post a video. I'm learning how to do all of that and CapCut and all of that. So be on the lookout for that. But also want to remind you guys, you know, you want to support the show, go to wardellpazzajr.com, solarrecordsradio.com, and we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. So, but anyway, yeah, tune in tomorrow. Solar Wants to Dance, 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Yeah, y'all got to come hang out with us. Please come hang out with us. We appreciate you and love you for that. Anyway, all right, Don, so you want us to go and find you and send a friend request? Do we have to do that too?
If you want.
Is it a follow?
If you're on Twitter or X or whatever it's called, you know, Elon Musk, he might not be on there for long because Elon Musk is talking about trying to charge a fee.
Okay. All right, Mr. Musk. All right. So, but you're on there now, so you're a victim of that.
But I'm not paying. I'm not paying that. Well, they tried to do a thing where you pay $8 to get your blue check, and I'm like, I'm not paying for no blue check. I'm fine. I don't need to be verified. I know who I am.
I don't need. I'm gonna give you $8 to find out who I am. Get out of here.
Exactly.
That is
kill
crazy.
That noise, Jack. I'm like Richard Pryor. Kill that noise, Jack.
All right, guys. Well, much love to all you guys, and thanks again for tuning in and hanging out with us here on Solar Records Radio. Don Fleming, Wardell Pond.
Thank you.
I can't get this thing to work right to save my life. Lord.
What's you closing out with?
Romeo, Romeo, where's Juliet? Collage.
Okay.
to live.
Right. Yeah.
Have a good one, Don.
All right, you too, Don. Later.
I Romeo and Juliet, is she all night long? Romeo and Juliet, is she far from home? Here I again, kicking it around with friends. Tell me when will the gathering end? They say when you're in Rome, you do like the Roman do. You come home and